You're listening to The Grease Man Show on the Classic Rock Station, 94 WISP.
All right, then off we go at a high rate of speed. Hi, it's Grease. How you doing?
All right, Grease.
Yes.
Listen, I have a problem.
What is it, sir?
This is Mike from Bergenfield, and I bought a Les Paul, a 1960 Les Paul.
Yeah?
And that's my dream guitar. And I'm in major debt, because I had a job, but I can't work there now, and I don't have a job now.
Well, let me tell you something, son. You shouldn't be buying your dream guitar right now. The dream guitar is something you buy after you've established yourself. But, oh, no, you had to have that git box, didn't you? Every cent you went to paying the debt off. Second, you lose your job, now the git box gets repossessed. It's a classic case of the inability to postpone pleasure. We all want you. Classic guitar is something you have when you've been successful in business. You've socked away that nest egg. Then you reward yourself for your first million by buying your classic Les Paul guitar. You reward yourself by buying that hot car you've always dreamed of. You reward yourself by buying that posh house. But yet so many people say, well, why should I wait for the reward? I see Joe Hendelman. He's got a big house. I should have a house like that. I'll just work an extra job. And next thing you know, you're in over your head. The extra job bails out. And the whole thing goes belly up because you did not have the ability to postpone pleasure. It's like that in life, sir.
I know, Grease, but I'm like a major Ace Frehley freak, and I wanted the thing.
I know you wanted it, but you don't have it yet. You got to earn these kind of things.
I know.
And you think, look at me. I can have any car I want. I'm driving around in the battered Biscayne because I feel that tomorrow. I may need the money I would squander on a big old car, so I am postponing the pleasure of driving whatever it is I one day will drive. Today I drive around in the battered Biscayne, hoping for tomorrow. Good luck. Postpone pleasure. Hi, it's Grease.
Hey, Grease man, how you doing?
Fine.
Good. Listen, I just got the offer of a lifetime, my dream job.
Yes?
To work in television at one of the networks. I won't say which one. But anyway, I was wondering if you can help me out. You've always said on your past shows when you're given advice, you can aim for your own goals and you can go as far as you want to go.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, I'm starting out entry level, right at the bottom. I want to go as far as I want to go up, I guess, the corporate ladder. What advice can you give me?
Well, what kind of radio. What kind of job are you going to do in television?
It's like a page slash production assistant.
Well, you know, Willard Scott started out as a page.
Yeah, a lot of famous people
did start as a page.
Yeah.
You stand there with your flashlight and you get people in their seats and you tell them not to pop the gum when the host is being interviewed.
Right. I just want to make sure I'm taking all the right steps.
Well, you know, you got to start in a mail room or in the page capacity there, but learn this lesson well, son.
Okay.
Quickly discern which tochashes are the ones to be kissed.
Okay.
Quickly discern which gluteal cleft will have your news on a regular basis. Weed out the chafe. Uh-huh. Weed out the people that can do you no good. Find quickly the rumps that you must pursue in order to further your quest for greatness.
Okay.
All right, so be aware.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks, Grease. Bye.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Everybody thinks these are freckles on my nose. Hi, it's Grease. How are you?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Is this the Grease Man?
It is I.
Oh, hello. I'm a longtime fan of yours from since when I lived in Monterey, California.
Well, that's great. Appreciate it. Where are you now?
Right now I'm in Venice. I just got back from Seoul, Korea, not too long ago. And I was just wanting to call and let you know that I've been sending your tapes over there to my buddies in the Seoul Hash House Harriers.
That's great.
And, they like it a lot, and they like your kind of humor. But I tell you what, I don't know if it's your kind of humor or not, but I've been trying to call you and mishapped to dial a couple of those 900 numbers, the 544-9294, and I just had to keep trying it just to see if we were getting through to the right place or not. But apparently I finally reached you, huh?
Yeah, well, it's not a 900 number, it's an 800 number.
Well, my finger missed.
Yeah, so you ended up talking to just us guys for half an hour, huh?
Well.
Come on, talk to me, Daddy-O.
Try it a time or two, you know how it is.
Only too well. As long as you get a reach around, everything will be all right. All right, then. Thanks for spreading the word far and wide. Appreciate that.
Well, you take care of yourself. I'm going to start sending them to Arkansas now.
Wow, that's great. Thanks.
Take care.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
That underground Grease network. There's the above-ground network, and there's all these people making tapes and sending them around. It's nice to know that we have people in Korea now, Seoul, Korea, walking around going... I'm a West Virginia guy, West Virginia boy. West Virginia is my pride and joy. West Virginia's good enough for me. And I say, battle, battle, battle. I'm a West Virginia guy with a twinkle in my eye. West Virginia's good enough for me. West Virginia's good enough for me. Well, these two West Virginia teenagers are sitting in a movie theater. They're watching a Western. And the boy whispers to the girl, see that horse up there? I bet you that horse trips in a gopher hole, comes up lame. If I'm wrong, you can have all of my juju bees. But if I'm right, you got to give me a snarler. She said, the bet's on. So sure enough, the horse is walking along, trips in a gopher hole, and pulls up lame. The guy's like, well, how do you like that? Come on down, little girl. Well, she gives him the snarling of his life, even though she's appalled by the whole procedure. There in the darkened theater, she fulfills her part of the bet. Leaning back, somewhat bilious, the boy looks at her and says, hey, I'm sorry, I gotta be honest with you. I've seen this movie before, and I knew that horse was gonna step into that gopher hole. I cheated. She said, oh, no, you didn't. Hell, I saw the movie myself. I didn't think the horse would be stupid enough to trip in the same hole twice. Break time, 1-800-544-9294. Stand by. There'll be more of the Grease Man Show.